Because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. This year, in order to see benefits for our communities, we need to vote outside the box. Find out more by visiting us at TUConservative.com. This season of the Urban Conservative Podcast is brought to you by Newton for Senate, working to improve education, reduce taxes, and keep North Carolina number one for business. Find out more at newtonforsenate.com. This episode of the Urban Conservative has also been sponsored by Case Technology Consulting. Help your business get value out of its data and become more efficient and streamlined. Case Technology Consulting. Check out the link in the description. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's time for Top of the Morning, the best 30-minute morning show on the internet. You're rocking out with the TUC Twins. I am Raheem Architect Soto, joined by my brother from the same mother, Mr. Adul Ali. Good morning, Top of the Morning, sir.
Top of the Miggy Figgy morning to you, sir.
All right, so we're going to jump right into the plugs because this is as I don't want to be hyperbolic, but if with the state of the country and the state of a lot of places, this what you see on your screen. And for those of you who cannot see what's on your screen, what is on the screen is the website Ali for Congress. That is AliForCongress.com, where you can support Adul Ali running for Congress in U.S. House District 12, based in the beautiful state of North Carolina's 12th district, which is what, Mecklenburg.
That's all we got is Mecklenburg, bro. We're all within the city of Charlotte. Also, since we're in plug mode, I just gotta let you ladies and gentlemen know that if you are in the Charlotte and surrounding area, we do have a campaign reception coming up on March 27th. We will be joined by Senator Paul Newton, who is the North Carolina State Senate Majority Leader, our RNC committee woman Keisha Brassington, and a very exclusive guest coming down from New York. I don't even want to blow the blow it for everybody now, but we got some very, very important folks coming down to support the campaign. You can find out more about that event by reaching out. Again, AliForCongress.com is the website that you can go to find out about that. I will also be joining the Moms for Liberty chapter on April 11th for the Mecklenburg chapter meeting. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be exciting. And this coming Thursday, I'll be the keynote speaker at the APO 5 meetup at Sir Edmund Halley's in Charlotte. So yeah, bro, what's plugging is plugged. So we got the Pluggingtons out of the way.
Right. Make sure you hit the like, follow, subscribe. We are on YouTube. Our new YouTube channel is at TUC Twins. We need everybody to head over to the YouTube channel. Hit us with a subscribe, hit us with a like, all that good stuff. Get in the comment section. Let us know where you are watching from so we can give you a shout out. And since we are in plug mode and we're plugging away, ladies and gentlemen, this is a general election year. So make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure you think before you vote. Yeah. It is extremely important that we get good folks elected. So shouts out to all of the candidates here in Suffolk County and in New York that are running on our beautiful Republican ticket. So we're going to start off with this whole Fat Joe thing. And the reason we're starting off with the Fat Joe thing is two things. You said this yesterday, or was it earlier? Well, I think it was yesterday you said it. And it was like, yo, you built your career off of being the drug dealer that everyone feared. You built your whole hip hop career off of, you know, and I'm the roughest, toughest, drug dealing-ish, kilo smoothing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I murdered the whole hood. I'm not the guy. If somebody, whatever, you built your whole career on that. But I want to share this. I want to share this because this is in his own words. Mm-hmm. Let me get this screen up here. Oh, it is up there. Okay. So this is what he said. Fat Joe says he lied in 95% of his songs. I'm a family man. Okay. You couldn't build a jail high enough for the lyrics I've said on songs, which are all untrue. That's what he said. I didn't say he said it. That's what he said. He said, while speaking on Gayle King and Charles Barkley on the premiere of CNN's King Charles on Thursday about Young Thug's current RICO trial, the What's Love musician, 53, came to his defense as he called the use of the musician's lyrics against him on his trial horrible and a travesty. Mm. I don't think he knows what a travesty is, but okay. I've been rapping professionally for 30 years and I've lied in almost 95% of my songs. I'm being honest. I write like I feel that day and I'm just being creative. You couldn't build a jail high enough for the lyrics I've said on songs, which are all untrue. He further explained that the lyrics aren't representative of who he is as a person. What I am is a family man, someone who gives back to his community all the time. But here's my issue, and I have this issue with a lot of people in hip hop. I love hip hop culture, but dudes like this, right? And this is part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. I dislike Trump. I'm not voting for him. Not now. Not never. But I'm not a Trumper. I dislike Trump. I'm not voting for him. Not now, not never. But
So now if you ask him, have you ever met Donald Trump? He's going to probably say no.
Right.
Probably going to say no. Never met the guy. Never met him. Mm. So the issue that I take with this and other rappers, and I'll be more specific, not even rappers, but other people in the entertainment industry, people like Dame Dash and a couple of other people, is because they forget how much destruction they've sold to the community to become rich. They forget that. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many people are on dialysis because of popping Armadale vodka. I couldn't tell you how many people have hypertension and high blood pressure, right, and all of these other ailments from Ciroc and from making these guys millionaires beyond, you know, these guys got them. I'm not mad at their success. Let's say that now. You're successful, great for you and your family. No knock to you, but comma however, you're not.
Fat Joe's definitely a multimillionaire.
Allegedly, what you have to explain to me is, how do y'all take this turn, right? Like, it's not Joe's fault. It's the community's fault, because some people are willing to take political advice from somebody like this. And what do I mean like this? I mean that he admittedly lied in 95% of his songs.
So here's what my thing is, right? And whether you like him or not, whether you agree with his politics or not, right? We're not talking about the same caliber of entertainer going into politics as we are, let's say, a Harry Belafonte, right? We're not talking about somebody who's made themselves really hyper aware and educated on the issues, because there's no way you could be educated on the issues and then go, I'm not voting for Trump.
But that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, it's like he's just worried about, he's so caught up in what the community is going to say that he's came out endorsing Trump, or that he don't have anything bad to say about Trump. He's that worried about the community's reaction. Like, that's how worried he is, which is, to me, ridiculous. I think that's a problem, because you can't tell me you're doing better now under this economy. That just ain't a fact. It's just not.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this, because TMZ is reporting this, that Fat Joe was rubbing elbows with top politicians, specifically Vice President Kamala Harris, and he's sharing his solutions for some of the country's greatest issues. The outspoken rapper met up with VP on Friday and led a panel regarding criminal justice reform featuring Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and White House Director of the Office of Public Engagement Stephen Benjamin. The conversation, which featured few other prominent criminal justice advocates and three recipients of marijuana-related pardons, lasted about an hour. What do you think they were able to get accomplished in an hour?
A lot of photo ops. And see, what the thing is, the thing is this. Me, and now I'm speaking personally, and y'all can take this as an ad hominem attack if you want, because maybe it is. But I don't take anyone serious that is drawing their facial hair on. I just don't. I just don't take someone serious. When you start penciling in your face, When you're getting face hair tattoos and you're like drawing it on your face, I can't do it, bro. I just can't do it.
Well, you're not gonna tell me
this is real hair on his face. You're not. You're not gonna tell me that's not sprayed on face hair. You're not. I have an issue with that. Like, you're just not gonna tell me that's not that.
All right, real quick. Do you think he knows who he's talking to in this picture right here? Do you think he has any idea who he's talking to?
Listen, not only does he not know who he's talking to, but he needs to work on the tailor. Like all the money you have in jewelry and all the money you have in Rolexes and all of that, you need to see a tailor and get that suit tailored to fit, sir. The tie game is terrible. The shirts. I mean, again, this is just an observation. I don't hate Fat Joe, you know, all the way up and lean back and lean. Like, I love all them songs too.
Hey, yeah, I love them songs. For the record.
But now I can't take you serious. You said you was lying, sir. You said you was lying.
For the record, though, all things considered, bro, when Dre was little and I used to get his diaper, change his diaper, that was the song that I would sing to him. It's time to change your diaper, so lean back. To this day, he'll tell you that's his diaper change song. He'll never forget it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are checking out Top of the Morning here on the Urban Conservative. We got a couple of more things to cover. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Y'all don't go nowhere.
Who are in our country illegally, cast a ballot. It takes the power of your vote away. Visit onlycitizens.vote to find out how you can contact your legislature and get them to pass a citizens only voting amendment. Again, visit onlycitizens.vote and defend your right to vote.
Because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. This year, in order to see benefits for our communities, we need to vote outside the box. Find out more by visiting us at tuconservative.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are tapped in with Top of the Morning, the best 30-minute morning show, rocking out on the interwebs, as it were. You're joined by the TUC twins. You're either watching on Facebook or YouTube or X. Make sure you hit us with a like, follow, subscribe. We really appreciate it. Also, check out the website, tuconservative.com. That's where you can support what we do here at the Urban Conservative, which is spreading conservative messaging and policy ideas to our urban centers across America. Website's right there on the bottom of your screen. Feel free, if you'd like, to send a Cash App, $ TU Conservative, to help us keep the ball rolling. So what you got next, bro? What are we doing next?
All right, yo, listen, I got a little bit of a pet peeve here, because I don't know this. I'm in the middle on this, bro. I'm just kind of, I don't know how to handle this. So what's wrong with cereal for dinner? Is there anything wrong with having cereal for dinner?
No, I don't think there is. Unless,
okay, wait. Go ahead. Finish that. Finish what you're
saying. You want to have cereal for dinner. That's the only issue with cereal. Like, you gotta want some nights I don't feel like cooking. It's like, you know what? Y'all go ahead in there and get you some Reese's Pieces Puffs. Go ahead, get you good. You know, Heather like the honey bunches of oats with almonds. Yeah, tonight's gonna be a cereal and milk dinner night because I'm out of the kitchen. So in that respect, no.
Okay. So the conversation around healthy living and financial wellness has, and I shudder to use the word, intersected more frequently than ever, especially in the context of rising food prices and economic challenges. The CEO, Gary Pilnick, CEO of Kellogg, suggested on CNBC Squawk on the Street that people struggling with increasing food might consider cereal for dinner as an affordable alternative. So
you want me to eat some red number 5, yellow 11, pink purple? You want me to just have a sugar bowl of sugar for dinner is what you're suggesting? Because what?
Yo, here's my problem though, bro. Here's my problem. I don't know if you noticed this, and ladies and gentlemen, y'all might have noticed this. When you're walking through the Harris Teeter, the Food Lion, the ShopRite, wherever it is you shop, you'll notice that the front of the box of cereal looks the same. It looks like the size of the box of cereal hasn't changed. However, when you slide that dadgum box of cereal sideways, you'll notice it's a whole lot thinner. So these people are getting way more money for way less cereal. It's not like we're getting more cereal for the buck. And then what used to be a regular size box of cereal is now called a family size box of cereal. Like, you see that, bro? Like, what is happening here?
Bidenflation, bro. Biden.
$5. $5 for a box of cereal, bro. $5.
Yeah, I don't know what, like a family of two? Like, yo, all right, listen. I don't know if you've ever had cereal for dinner, but if you're at the point of having cereal for dinner, you're going to eat the box. You're going, if everybody having a bowl of cereal, I'm going to have two, possibly three bowls of cereal. There's no, that's not a fan. That's a, you're going to need 11 of them boxes.
Well, not only that, you got to remember, you always put more milk than cereal, and you got to add more cereal once you have that little bit of leftover milk.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The half a box, you're going to bang out a half a box by yourself. So by the time you and the wife and the kid have a bowl of cereal and a half each, the box done off. It's done. Done for. It's done for,
sir. Well, one of the interesting comments that I saw on this story on Newsbreak was somebody said, this is the same exact thing as the French queen saying, let them eat cake, and laughing before the revolution when they got their heads chopped off at the guillotine. It was like, whoa. Yeah. Is that the same? Is that let them eat cake? Is that the same premise here?
No, because he's not nobody king. Like, he ain't the king of nothing.
No, what I'm saying is the whole premise is you ain't got no money, just eat the cereal. They're poor, let them eat cereal. But because chicken is expensive and beef is expensive and the prices have gone up.
Agreed. I mean, I agree.
So, yeah, there you have it, man. I don't know. Y'all let us know. Is that okay, cereal for dinner? And, I mean, look, that has always been the emergency go-to, bro. Like, I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like washing dishes. I don't feel like spending extra money. I have milk and I have cereal. I'm eating that. Now, you brought up something where, and this is the fact of the matter, where we've done that out of necessity because there was nothing else.
Right. Not and it wasn't, and listen, and it probably wasn't a Kellogg brand, to be honest with you. Give me some of the generic brands that we had,
crisped rice.
Right, rice puffs.
Rice puffs, you little honey nut O's.
Oh, snap.
Fruit twirls.
Crispy colors.
Yo, what's the one with the clown on it? It wasn't good. What? Yeah, wow. There was some
Marshmallow Magic. Not Lucky Charms, Marshmallow Magic. Cocoa Nuggets. Yo, I got one for you. Remember Fruit Spins?
Wow. Whoa.
Fruity Rings.
Hold on, now you got me looking.
Bunch of cinnamon squares.
Oh, wow. Yo, they have, instead of tricks, they have pranks.
Oh, no. Cereal balls. Circus balls. Not Cookie Crisp. Cookies. K-O-O-K-I-E-S.
Are you serious?
Nah, I'm dead. I'm dead. Yo, serious.
Have you done any of those?
wait, let me see. Yeah, 1,000% I've done those. Yeah, I try to. Noah used to like crunch berries. Okay. I try to walk in the house with them berry colossal crunch. He ate like two spoons of that and was like, "This ain't good. This is not Captain Crunch. This ain't it." I was like,
this ain't that.
Nah, I've done the frosted mini spooners. Now those aren't too bad because it's just wheat and wheat. Now, I disagree with the premise that they all come off the same assembly line. No, sir, they don't.
Ingredients ain't that something ain't whipped up together correctly.
I mean, to be honest, these are probably a little healthier because they got less of the chemicals in them. So, I mean, I can't imagine they're healthy in any respect, but in that honey and oat blenders? Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and get that honey bunches of oat with almond. And I try to eat what was it? Fruity Pebbles a few months ago. Maybe it might have been a year ago. I gagged in my mouth. So I was
I'm at the age now where the only cereal I eat is Cheerios, bro.
And the only reason we're eating the Cheerios because it say heart healthy. That's all. Yeah,
If you didn't put that on there.
I probably would need it. Like, yeah, this could lower your cholesterol. Like, not that I have ridiculous cholesterol, but I'm going to go ahead and... Eat this because I got the heart thing on it.
So, look, with 10 minutes left in the show, are we doing the bloodbath thing? Are we going to talk about the bloodbath?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the bloodbath thing. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back here with this last segment. Right here on Top of the Morning on the Urban Conservative. Stay tuned, folks.
Because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. This year, in order to see benefits for our communities, we need to vote outside the box. Find out more by visiting us at TUConservative.com.
Who are in our country illegally cast a ballot, it takes the power of your vote away. Visit onlycitizens.vote to find out how you can contact your legislature and get them to pass a citizens-only voting amendment. Again, visit onlycitizens.vote and defend your right to vote.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you tapped in with the Urban Conservative for Top of the Morning right here on our beautiful Monday, March 18th, 2024. Hope everyone is doing well. All right, so, I mean, the news cycle is the news cycle, bro. Let's get the cereal off of here. This is what it is. Donald Trump said, and do we have his speech pulled up, what he said?
No, I don't have it pulled up, but I can.
All right, pull up Donald Trump's speech. And I have to say, I think the left at this point is desperate. I think the leftist media, the Democrat-controlled media, has hit the level of desperation I have yet to see because... And I'm going to play, once you pull up what he said, I'm going to play, you know, the instances that they've used the term. And we're going to compare and contrast here a little bit because they have went off of the rails. Donald Trump said if he doesn't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath and he's calling for violence and he wants violence and violence. And I'm sitting here going, okay, so when you guys say it, it means one thing. And when he says it, it means something else. So I'm also going to pull up the definition just so we're on the same page about this, because it's absolutely insane. It's insane.
4% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico. And they think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those guys. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Okay.
Come on.
Now let's look here at the definition of a bloodbath. Okay, let's go. A ruthless slaughter of a great number of people, a massacre. Now, informally, a period of disastrous loss or reversal. A few mutual funds performed well in the general bloodbath of the stock market. A widespread dismissal or purge as of employees. Now, let's go to when the left says bloodbath, right? When the left uses the term, right? This is what it is. You ready for this? Can you pull my screen? All right, here we go. This is generally how they do it.
Hold on. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Yo, the word is elections are down. Often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
Really, it's going
to
be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
the bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the
let's let it run one more time
at the RNC.
Let it sink
headlines
in.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath. All right, I can't take it anymore.
There's
a bloodbath.
But the man did not say, you notice, he did not say what they said he said. That's the problem that I have. That is the biggest problem I have is they're saying, he said if he don't get elected, he's right. Look at the economy now. Do I need to pull up the image to show how much more stuff cost under Joe Biden? There is a bloodbath, and it's in the American citizens' pockets, bro. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous, bro. I gotta tell you this real quick. They talk about a bloodbath. How about this? 335 encounters from illegal Venezuelan migrants coming into the country during fiscal year 23, only 834 deported. How about that? Overall prices are up 17.4%. Food prices up 20.3%. Rent costs are up 18.6%. Electricity costs are up 24.3% since Biden took office. Come on now.
A major economic disaster, a market bloodbath, which is what former President Trump was referring to. These people are so out of their minds. Like, the left has lost their minds. Like 100% of their minds have been lost. And the sad part is you got rich idiots like Fat Joe and others who are so anti-Trump, so MSNBC'd out that they keep parroting the narrative. So look, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tonight for the Urban Conservative podcast. Make sure you get on our social media, Instagram at the Urban Conservative. We are on X at TU Conservative. And of course on YouTube at TUC Twins. Make sure you support what we do here. Quick reminder to visit AliForCongress.com. Again, that's AliForCongress.com to support my brother's campaign to become the next congressman for North Carolina's 12th district. What are those key points on the campaign, bro? We working on early childhood literacy, securing our border, and upward economic mobility for the 12th district. So make sure you support AliForCongress.com. For my twin brother, Dual Ali, I'm Raheem Architect Soto. This has been Top of the Morning, another one in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, have a beautiful Monday morning. I know you're at the gig, but enjoy your Monday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tonight back here for the Urban Conservative Podcast. Peace and love.
Because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. This year, in order to see benefits for our communities, we need to vote outside the box. Find out more by visiting us at TUConservative.com.
Who are in our country illegally, cast a ballot. It takes the power of your vote away. Visit onlycitizens.vote to find out how you can contact your legislature and get them to pass a citizens-only voting amendment. Again, visit onlycitizens.vote and defend your right to vote.